A new report says a lot of young people are leaving Eritrea due to authoritarian rule, growing dissatisfaction, and long-term national service. The International Crisis Group calls for both domestic and international action to reduce the youth drain. Many young Africans are leaving the continent, hoping to find jobs and opportunities elsewhere. But the International Crisis Group says the youth exodus from Eritrea is acute. It says the Eritrean government's demand to sacrifice individual ambition for the greater good of the nation is causing people to leave. Dr. Kedrick Barnes is the ICG's Horn of Africa Project Director.
The primary driver at the moment seems to be because people are fed up with the national service, where people are required to either join the army or work for the government in various capacities for very little money and with no prospect of being released. We are seeing people voting with their feet, as it were, to avoid these demands.
Barnes says many risk their lives doing so.
Well, that's clear that that's happening at various stages of the journey, even at the end stages in terms of the overloaded boats that seem to be arriving on the southern shores of Europe, especially Malta and Italy, where boats are overloaded and these vessels are sinking, often drowning many of their occupants.
But their lives are in danger even before they get on the boats. They have to travel through lawless and dangerous parts of Sudan and Libya, for example. And Barnes says for a time, Eritrean forces prevented border crossings by lethal force if necessary. Initially, the government tried to crack down on the migration. Then, Barnes says, it saw an economic opportunity through remittances and a 2% tax imposed on the migrants. But Barnes says that's not forestalling long-term issues.
They're losing their working population. They are losing the relatively scarce human capital that Eritrea has. This is affecting from the army to the national services, as well as families, especially the farm and other productive activities that need man and woman power.
The International Crisis Group recommends that Eritrea reset its relationship with the outside world by becoming more engaged diplomatically. It also recommends that Eritrea gradually demobilize its national service and ease border tensions with Ethiopia.
The kind of isolationist position that Eritrea has found itself in is preventing a society where people's individual social and economic freedoms can be pursued, which is encouraging people to leave and look for better alternatives.
The ICG also says Eritrea should seek assistance from the European Union and the UN to help restructure the country's economy to create more jobs for young people. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.